Welcome to Sprucecast, where I share with you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. Today, as I always do, I'd like to talk to you about something I have considered important, both to you and to me. We will be looking at minding little things. So I invite you to stay with me for the next 5 minutes or less as we look at this together. Great things are the sum total of littles. Great results proceed from little causes. Our lives are a succession of seemingly unimportant events, which when brought together sometimes become greatness and at other times become mediocrity. In business, it is 110 nairas that make 1,000 naira. Same way in literary pursuits and all academic trainings, littles are found in the way of our learning, even though they can be pretty boring. The English language in all its glory is built on those 26 alphabets we met in our very first English class. We most often disregard and despise little things. Like the man in the parable who hid his one talent because it was so small, we want and expect larger things. We may not ask for 10 talents, but we despise one. We tend to forget that with little, we may gain another little. And still another little, yet another little, until we look back at all and see how great an accumulation we have made. Little things really do matter and can be detailed enough to tell a story. Take for example, when a person thinks thoroughly before giving out a kobo for something very important, we readily conclude that such a person is stingy. When a young person speaks rashly once in a gathering, we simply conclude that he or she lacks home training. Now, when a writer spells words incorrectly, we conclude his education is poor. It is easy to conclude that a fruit tastes it's nice when the aroma comes out nice. These are all little things that obviously tell a whole story. There are great wars and conflicts that have happened all over the world that were sparked by little things. Just read through history, you would see for yourself. Little things have led to even great inventions. The telescope, for example, was the outcome of a boy's amusement with two glasses in his father's shop where spectacles were being made. He simply varied the distance between them and observed the effect, and that's how he came up with the telescope. In the Holy Writ, it is written that little foxes destroy the vines. In fact, it is little wrongs that form the fiber of great wrongs. The person who steals 1,000 naira, for example, is as much a thief as the one who steals 1,000,000. It is the same loss of principle that fuels both actions. If a person can without fear do a little wrong, that person is only on his way to doing a greater wrong. As the daylight can be seen through very small holes, so little things will illustrate a person's character. These are the words of Smiles, a wise man. If we pay attention to that little hole that forms on the ground after rains, we won't need to feel an erosion. The problem most of the time is that because that hole is little, we tend to overlook it but then it will draw our attention by the time it becomes a wide erosion. Today is a good day to begin to mind little things. We must be careful with what we let slip. Until my voice comes to you again on Sprucecast, I'd like you to remember that little things really do matter. Thanks for listening.